Hey, Joe, are you there?
No, he's not here right now.
Where's he at?
He's down in the garage.
He's down in the garage.
That's right.
He's down in the garage.
He's down in the garage far, far away.
Where's my girlfriend, Beth Ann?
Well, she might be down in the garage, too.
No.
You like Beth Ann?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to go out with her?
Yes.
What would you do on a date?
Go take her out for dinner.
Yeah, what after that?
Dinner, dancing.
Yeah, what after that?
Do you want to see Star Tards?
Yeah.
A movie? Me too. I love it.
I like to take her out to dancing and bring her back and have sex.
That's an evening. How about that old Darth Tard? He's something. He's a mean guy.
Watch it.
He's catching on.
Watch it, guys.
You think so?
Watch it. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, let me just say this to you, Tom. Last thing, really. Yeah. Whatever you do in life, keep good time. Because I'd hate for you to be tardy.
Tardy.
Watch it.
Come on, no, that's a winner.
Yep.
Give me that one. That's a winner, Rob.
That's a winner, Rob.
Tardy.
It's solid. God damn it, Tom.
Tom says it's a winner.
What?
God damn it, Tom.
Yes.
God damn it, Tom.
God damn it, Don.
God damn it, Tom.
God damn it.
It's fun to say, isn't it, Tom?
It is fun to say.
Tom,
I didn't mean that stuff I was saying to you.
Watch.
He doesn't trust.
We're just having fun.
He doesn't trust. I'm terribly sorry.
I'd like to come in and be on the show.
Well, Tom, you're on the show right now.
Yep.
Got you there.
Hey, wait, Charlie. Hey, Charlie. Wake up.
Tom?
Yeah?
Do you ever call Bill O'Reilly?
No.
You should.
No, I don't know his number.
We'll get it to you.
No, I'm the only one who calls. I can't call on other people's shows. I call on y'all's show.
Ah, that's right.
Would you give him a waiver for O'Reilly?
Sure. He calls O'Reilly every day.
I give you the hotline to call Bill O'Reilly.
Be okay with us.
No.
Miss.
No.
Yes.
Yes. You having fun, Tom?
Yeah, I'm having fun.
Good.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Nothing, man. What are you doing?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Hey, where's Mike's Boogaloo Cafe?
How about lunch?
Lunch.
Let's have lunch.
When?
Let's do lunch.
Let's do lunch.
Yeah.
Hey.
You and me.
Hey, let's change the topic. Let's talk about football. How about Vince Lombardi? He was my favorite NFL coach. Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi.
Today I had lunch and sex with Beth Ann.
Watch it.
Watch it.
Jeff Boy Tardy.
Jeff Tardy.
That's right. You go to the movies a lot, Tom?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen The Whole Nine Tards?
No.
That's a good one.
Oh, and Adam Sandler, his new movie.
What's that?
The Longest Tard. Classic rock band. Now they're all coming to me, the Tard Birds.
Watch it.
Over, under, sideways, Tard.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
Tom.
Dear.
Oh, Tom.
Hello.
Hello, Tom.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Charlie.
He's not here anymore.
Where's he at?
He left.
Tom? No, he did not.
He left. He left the room.
That's right, Tom.
He left the room.
Now, Tom,
doesn't want to go to hell.
Where's Satan at? Oh.
Where is he at?
You've been talking to
Satan. He's in here, believe me.
Hey, Satan! Hey, Satan, where you at?
He's wound up.
Hey, where's Satan at?
Oh, now I'm getting scared.
Oh, where's Satan? I want to do that.
Tom, we don't want to pull out Satan on a good-looking Monday.
Don't go there.
Don't go there.
Are you Satan?
Don't go there, man.
Don't go there, man.
Satan?
Yes.
Where is he?
I thought you were Satan.
No, you are.
No, you are.
No, you are. Watch it!
Oh, he's riffing now, isn't he?
Oh,
are you putting that on Tom's voice?
No, Mike.
Oh, it's you.
There's
Satan, Tom.
There's Satan.
How's God's little regen today? Satan, I'm going to kick your goddamn ass. Oh, you're making him sound like me. How about you, Jules?
Oh, my.
Can he hear it on the phone like that?
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, Tom, I have news for you.
What?
I am your father.
Ooh.
No, you're not.
I like Tom on the processor.
Mike, we are sending it down the line like that, whether or not he's hearing it.
Right. Yeah.
A different thing.
Roar.
He actually hears it like that.
How many times have I told you, don't be tardy? I'm going to kick your ass, Satan.
That's a threat, Satan.
Hey, Tom, don't drop the F-bomb.
Oh, this is too much.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. You, Satan. Hey, Tom.
This is really... This is the Exorcist right here.
It's me, Don. We've got to go to break now. Can we stop fooling around? Watch it. Tom. Hey, Tom, let's drop the crap for a second. Let me talk to you broadcaster to broadcaster. Tom, stop talking that funny voice. We've got to take a commercial break, dude.
Okay.
Is Tom going to take us to break?
Yeah, Tom, take us to break, dude. Sorry, Mike, you're to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. WJFK.
Tom?
Is he gone?
Tom? He's gone. How about the traffic girl?
I'm playing.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show. I know what's been troubling you. Listen to
Bill O'Reilly
and continue to be a pawn of the Jedi Council. Ever since I've known you, you've been searching for a life greater than that of an ordinary Jedi.
A life of Bill O'Reilly?
But you're not sure of their intentions, are you?
I will quickly discover the truth of all this.
You have great wisdom and know the power of
Bill O'Reilly?
Power save that thing.
You just received word that Obi-Wan has destroyed General Grievous. We're on our way to make sure that
Bill O'Reilly
returns emergency power back to the Senate.
He won't give up his power. I've just learned a terrible truth. I think
Bill O'Reilly,
Sith Lord.
They must be. Don Mike Show.
And he's all over that movie.
He is. Boot him out. Love the Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. I'll go downstairs
to the garage. Where Joe Arndinger is. Hold on, I gotta turn that button like that and say
Arndinger. Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Joe, let me ask you a question without putting you on the spot.
Okay.
The second email you sent me this weekend?
Yes, I was drunk.
Thank you.
Very good.
Joe.
I was blissfully drunk.
Yeah, I could tell. It's real, real long-winded.
I guess the fact that it came at 1:30 in the morning was a giveaway.
That would be the tip-off.
Happy drunk, Joe.
Very happy. Joe, very happy with his job, very happy with his place in life.
Oh, very good.
Very drunk, and just drilling it all into the keyboard. I get up on Sunday morning.
Did you drink and type?
Yes, I did.
Well, thank you for the kind words, Joe.
Sure.
And let's see. Here he is now downstairs with Chris, the guy that won the Smear Factor.
We're all set. Chris has shampoo. He got his own bucket to put water in.
He's got his own bucket.
And the hose is running, and he's still got the hat on, so he's ready to take his ass out.
Hold on. Let me get the millionaire music back in then for just a second.
Okay.
And we got someone down there with the camera, so we'll have the pictures up on the website. Now, Joe, without further ado, let's remove the hair thing.
Okay. Go ahead. Remove the hair thing.
That was exciting.
Well, he's peeling it off, and we've opened up the dumpster because it will go right into the... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, now, Joe, tell us what you're seeing.
Okay.
You're the eyes and the ears and the nose of everybody.
His hair is all matted down. There, everything that was put in his hair is still there, and it's turned into, like, waxy chunks. It looks like earwax.
Any sign of anything moving?
Nothing moving, but I can smell him right here.
Now, is he the guy that still had the fish head?
Yeah, he had the fish head right on top of his head.
Okay, he's holding the hose. So are we ready to...
Yes.
All right, go. Now, he's taking the hose. He's not put any shampoo in yet, but he's...
Can we hear the water?
Joe, let's hear the sound. Here we go.
Must be kind of chilly, I would think, down there.
It's raining out here, too.
Well, I hope nobody's got to go.
But I'm sure the water is quite cold, because it is the cold
water.
You
know, I thought the same thing when I heard that. It's got that quality to it, doesn't it?
Let's just hear that for a second. Maybe somebody's stuck on a gigantic backup right now.
Traffic more than you bargained for. Did you decide you'd go at home instead of the office, and now you're... Okay. Oh, he stopped the water.
Yeah, he's done with the first rinse. He's taking out the shampoo.
Let's hear him working his fingers through that hair.
All right, he's pouring it out, and he's getting ready to slather
it. Here we go. Wash that fish right out of my hair. I'm going to wash that coon urine right out of my hair.
Yes, he's washing it up.
Somewhat erotic.
Yeah. Now it's smelling better.
That also happens in erotic situations sometimes. Now it's smelling better.
It does still smell, and the soap is now turning color.
Or you just ignore the smell.
Wax.
And that happens sometimes as well. Oh, no, it's not smelling better. It's smelling worse. It smells like earwax, as Joe said.
But I don't care.
Now he's rinsing again.
That's what I like to hear. Almost sounds like frying eggs.
And he's still got chunks. I mean, he's done the first shampoo, and there's just now there's little tiny sandy pieces of chunks that are still in there like dandruff.
I think the procedure here is to lather, rinse, and then repeat.
Yes, as necessary, Rob.
That's right. Thank you.
Rob suggests that you lather, rinse, and repeat.
Is he going to be using a conditioner?
Are you using a conditioner?
Mike, would you ask that again?
Are you going to be using a conditioner?
All right, now he's going for the second application of the shampoo.
Joe?
Yes.
Did you say he's going for the second application?
Yes, I did.
He's going for the second application. This is sometimes more difficult than the first application. Joe, what's happening now?
We're not getting much here, Joe.
He's getting ready to... He's rinsing again, and this shampoo isn't as nearly as...